Because you can't handle the truth.
Jim Tetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this third day of February 2025. A mystery involving the Black Hawk American crash grows deeper. Turns out the pilot who was killed has, of course, been identified. We knew that already. But as a Biden White House aide, frankly, I find that very damn peculiar all by itself. We have more, too. If it turns out that she was a lesbian, here we have from Joel Gilbert. A female Black Hawk pilot, Captain Rebecca Loback, was not named until today. Was it so they could scrub her social media? Turns out, yes. Her Facebook pages have been wiped. However, Google Plus images below. If it turns out Loback was a lesbian DEI pilot, I wouldn't be surprised. Here's a very interesting critique by Dr. Catherine Horton, whom I featured here on the show before, and I look forward to having her return. Dear President Trump, intel agencies orchestrated the crash. Their coded signatures are all over the crash, just like it was all over your assassination attempts. Plane was approaching runway 33. That's a Masonic crown reference. Mainstream draws emphatic attention to runway number. See below. Crash helicopter's call sign, blue streak, Democrat Party reference. Next helicopter in line, told to return to base. Its call sign, Blackjack 3. At the illuminating card game gambling reference. When intel agencies orchestrate car crashes, there's always a monitoring team. I wager Blackjack 3 was carrying such an insider monitoring team for the intel agencies. Crash chopper on continuity of government mission. Continuity of deep state government mission? No one flies a helicopter into an airport's busy approach lane, just like the Secret Service doesn't leave the largest and most accessible roof area unsecured at a presidential rally, unless the disaster is orchestrated. And when it's orchestrated, the incident is always littered with insider code symbols. She is very good. I think she has it right. Meanwhile, we have more conventional reports. Incompetence led to the death of 67 people in fatal collision from Sonar 21. A preliminary report from the FAA states that staffing at the Reagan National Airport Air Traffic Control Tower was not normal for the time of day and volume of traffic, according to the New York Times, which, of course, is an apologist for the deep state. The outline report, the outlet reports that one controller was directing traffic for, I'll call you at the break, give me 10 minutes. That one traffic was directing traffic for both choppers as well as airplanes, work that's usually divided among more than one. This was an accident waiting to happen. Communication with helicopters are on a different channel than those for fixed wing aircraft. Imagine you have two cell phones and you're trying to talk to two different people at the same time. A recipe for chaos and, in this case, death. Meanwhile, female pilot Rebecca Lovichoff's entire social media scrubbed before Army released her name. So what are they hiding? on Saturday. The Army released the name of the pilot of the Black Hawk that blew into the passenger jet landing in Reagan. The crash was Wednesday. The third pilot's name, Rebecca Lobachov, was finally released Saturday, 3 days later. After withholding at the request of the family, that's what they said, I don't believe it. The name of the female pilot, the Army issued a statement Saturday from her family identifying her as 28-year-old Captain Rebecca Lobach from Durham, North Carolina. She is, by the way, a graduate of UNC Chapel Hill, where I taught for a year way back when. In any case, there's a lot going on here. Here's revolver, crash landing, inside scoop about how COVID and affirmative action gutted aviation safety. Two private planes collided on the runway of a Houston airport early last week. Luckily, no one was seriously injured. The ultimate nightmare scenario of a mid-air collision did not transpire. Investigators are still looking into the incident. Early reports suggest air traffic controllers were responsible. We just had a mid-air. The pilot of the Hawker is heard saying in an audio recording posted at Live ATC NAD, which shares live and archive recordings of air traffic controller radio transmissions. Someone in the control caller respond by saying, "Say what? You guys cleared somebody to take off or land and we hit them on a departure," the Hawker pilot says. The recent accident in Houston is just the latest noteworthy in what a major New York investigation this summer diagnosed to be an alarming pattern of safety lapses and near misses in the skies on the runways in the USA. According to internal records of the FAA, the Times reported these safety lapses and near misses occurred as a result of human error. They rarely reported that runway incursions of the sort described above have nearly doubled from 987 to 1,732, despite the widespread proliferation of advanced technology. Now, let me say, Danny Suris and I did a show earlier today on the Raw Deal, that's on Revolution Radio, from noon to two, Studio B. It'll be posted shortly on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, where Danny was emphasizing how the Obama administration pushed for integrating the FAA because it was too white. And in fact, Donald Trump actually read from a memorandum, a Biden memorandum, emphasizing they had to lower their standards and admit all individuals who were not qualified or even mentally in a big, bizarre state. This is very, very strange. When you look at the videos, you know, the flight, the Black Hawk just flies right into the plane. Now, we know it was at the wrong altitude, nearly double what it ought to have been. Somewhere between deliberate malfeasance, the Catherine Horton hypothesis, and air traffic controller incompetence, which is, of course, the narrative being most widely advanced, we're going to sort it out. I'm inviting Catherine to come on for the show next Monday. I hope she'll be able to do that. Meanwhile, Russia may expand its nuclear arsenal to counter U.S. efforts, reports a Russian diplomat. That's what we want, more nukes. Russia may expand and upgrade its nuclear arsenal if the U.S. continues to push ahead with the development of a missile defense system, top Russian diplomat said in an interview published Thursday. This may be Trump talking about an Iron Dome for the U.S. Stupid idea, especially because the Israeli Iron Dome didn't work against hypersonic missiles, and that's what Russia has a whole boatload of these hypersonic missiles. So what would be the point of having an Iron Dome that can't work against the missiles that would be deployed? Incredibly stupid. Meanwhile, leading war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu will visit Trump. Gil Giraldi. President Donald Trump has invited Israeli PM Netanyahu to meet with him in the White House on Tuesday, February 4th. That is tomorrow. Netanyahu will be the first foreign head of state to visit American new president at the White House. A message being sent by virtue of that fact would seem inescapable. That Israel is in the minds of the country and power broker and media, indeed America's best friend and closest ally. Or is it? Is it possible, although admittedly less likely, that Trump, he of enormous ego, might well take the opportunity to suppress any thoughts that the Israeli leader is basically dictating the course of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East? Trump just might want to make it clear in a face-to-face that he is the one in charge. Fascinating. Meanwhile, Bibi thanks Trump for an executive order about anti-Semitism that is going to allow for the deportation of foreign students who criticize Israel on any grounds. This is one of the most disgusting actions Trump could have taken, in my opinion, because while he's insisting that he's going to promote freedom of speech, anyone who criticizes Israel is committing an anti-Semitic act, which is, of course, absurd. Anti-Semitism is attacking or discounting someone because they're Jewish or of a certain ethnic heritage. That is not what's going on. We even have Jews protesting genocide just as they took over Grand Central Station, which I admired and applaud. But now, by this new definition, this is the International Holocaust Memorial definition of anti-Semitism. If you criticize Israel in any way, you are thereby committing anti-Semitism. Very, very bad. Meanwhile, Free Speech Acts is censoring a Trump-Chabad connection. Now, Henry Mackow has been very insistent that Trump not only converted, but he's a Lubavitcher, that he belongs to the Chabad Lubavitcher, which are the most extreme Jewish superiority. I find that difficult to believe. Here we have a photograph of Primo Don and scandalous Fred C., his father, with Masonic Brotherhood of Death hand over hand, Skull and Bones X signal. I don't know. I might put my hand over my hand, but I'm not making a skull and bones signal. A long history of use in American mystery religions, in apostate Judaism, in Freemasonry, and in the occult. Illuminati elite use it to this day to symbolize key phenomena and mark significant events. According to Mackow, Trump belongs to Shabbat, a Jewish supremacist cult that advocates the extermination of Christians. Wonder why Kamala neglected to mention this. It is certainly true, as I explained in my discussion of Rabbi Schneerson, who was often declared to be the Messiah, the return of the Jewish God. He denied it. He can't be the Messiah because there are still Christians alive. Check it out. Go to my False Flags and Conspiracies 2024 conference and find my critique of Schneerson, which you can locate at my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer Archives. Meanwhile, Truth Seeker has another excellent piece, Israel digging its own grave as IDF collapses on all fronts, with Colonel Wilkerson. Let's pick it up.
They have massive problems in the IDF, morale problems. They have people not showing up. They have AWOLs. They have AWOLs, absent without leave, just taken off. They're losing people. I'm told it's somewhere around 750,000, maybe even a million that they've lost already from Israel. It's no longer a safe haven. How can you get up in the morning when the Houthis can hit your airport and you say, well, I came here for a safe haven. This is no longer a safe haven. And they have some tremendous problems with their ego. Their ego puts them down there around Kenetra now, even further south into Syria. It puts them, as you said, attacking the Houthis with these strikes, attacking Syria from one end to the other with airstrikes. I called the IDF a bunch of cowards the other day. I don't know what else you can call them, because they do this. They destroy civilian infrastructure. They kill civilians, babies, women, and everything. And they're immune to danger themselves. They're like the B-2 pilot who wrote an article about flying to Baghdad. What to pack on the way to Baghdad was what he called it. He said, I am invulnerable. I'm going to drop two 2,000-pound satellite-guided bombs on the Dura Farms, hopefully to decapitate Iraq before the war ever starts. And I'm invulnerable. Am I a warrior? Well, the IDF ought to be asking it that question every day. Am I a warrior? I'm killing people, and I'm absolutely immune to anything but a maintenance failure.
Very nice, Colonel Wilkerson. Excellent, along with Scott Ritter and Colonel McGregor. Meanwhile, the prisoner exchange reveals Israeli propaganda. Why? Because the prisoners, the women, were thanking the Hamas for the way in which they were treated. Here we go.
Implementation of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The implementation is completely, like, the success of the implementation going to phase 2 and 3 is completely contingent on U.S. pressure and U.S. support. It's unclear whether that'll take place, but there's a desire on both sides for the release of Israeli prisoners of war in Gaza. And I say prisoners of war and not hostages, because these were active duty soldiers who were enforcing the siege of Gaza when they were captured on October 7th, and prisoners and hostages, like children who are being held by Israel, from Israel. So in the most dramatic release of Israeli prisoners of war from Gaza, we saw 4 female soldiers who were spotters for the Gaza division on October 7th. Their job was to just basically monitor the so-called buffer zone inside Gaza who were captured. We saw them released, and they looked to be in pretty good shape, and they were speaking Arabic. So the first one is Nama Levy, which is a name that's important, and that's Liri Albag.
They're reporting out, well, they were treated by Hamas, completely contradicting the Israeli propaganda. Meanwhile, how the West hides its Gaza genocide guilt behind Holocaust Day remembrance, Jonathan Cook. The ghosts of thousands of Palestinian children crushed by Israeli bombs loomed over this year's Auschwitz commemorations. An entirely mendacious message lay at the heart of this week's coverage by the BBC of the 80th Holocaust Remembrance Day commemoration. The British state broadcaster asserted throughout the day, the voices of the few remaining survivors of the Nazi extermination program were still being heard loud and clear. Those survivors, now in their 80s and 90s, warned that the genocide of a people must never again be allowed to take place. Think about it. The genocide of a people must never again be allowed to take place. How about the genocide of the Palestinians by the Israelis? As if to bolster its claim, the BBC showed Western leaders, from Britain's King Charles III, Germans Olaf Scholz and Emmanuel Macron of France, prominently in attendance at the main ceremony at Auschwitz, the most notorious of the death camps, where more than 1 million Jews, Roma, and other stigmatized groups were burned in ovens. All, of course, complete nonsense, utterly false. There were no gas chambers. There were no ovens. This is just rubbish. As a counterpoint, the BBC highlighted the fact that Russian President Vladimir Putin had been excluded from the ceremony for ordering the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Well, how about the Israeli slaughter, the genocide of the Palestinians? My God, this is just unbelievably awful. Meanwhile, we'll be right back.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. say it's all right.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your info, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, dixierepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Also from the Truth Seeker, Iranian foreign minister, attacking our nuclear sites would be one of the biggest mistakes U.S. could make. Iran will respond immediately and decisively if its nuclear sites are attacked, which would lead to all-out war in the region, Tehran's foreign minister told Al Jazeera in an interview aired on Friday. Israel and the U.S. launching a military attack on Iranian nuclear facilities would be one of the biggest historical mistakes the U.S. could make, Abbas Arkashi said through a translator. Concerns had grown among Iran's top decision makers that U.S. President Donald Trump might in his second term empower Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to strike Iran's nuclear sites while further tightening U.S. sanctions on its oil industry. Those concerns, coupled with mounting anger within Iran over economic conditions, could drive Tehran toward engaging in negotiation with the Trump administration over the fate of its fast-advancing nuclear program. This is very, very troubling. It's very good Iran spoke up. And we have the question of what Sultan Erdogan is really up to by Pepe Escobar. Seen as a Circassian restaurant off fabled Istrakal Street and historic Beyoğlu on the table, a geopolitical banquet served by some of the best independent analytical minds from Bursa to Garkarvi, the menu from a mess feast is simply two broad questions about Sultan Erdogan's approach to BRICS and to Syria. Here's a concise synopsis of our dinner, more relevant than a tour to Western manufactured word salads. Enjoy with a hefty dose of best Arak and let the table have the first and last word on BRICS. Turkey feels itself as part of the West. If we look at our political party leadership in Turkish elite, right wing or left, there's no difference. Maybe a little bit part of the East. Ankara is using its membership in BRICS as a bargaining chip against the West. No guarantee Ankara will agree to become a BRICS member, no, but it will not completely close the door to BRICS. Turkey knows the West is losing its power. Our new dynasties, rising powers, but at the same time, we are not a completely independent power. Interesting stuff. Meanwhile, China's artificial sun shatters fusion records, paving the way for a clean energy revolution. Lance D. Johnson, Natural News. China's experimental advanced superconducting Tokamak sustained a steady high-stake confinement plasma operation for 1.066 seconds on January 20th, 2025, breaking its previous record of 1,066 seconds, breaking its previous record of 403. The breakthrough marks a significant step toward archiving, achieving nuclear fusion, a potentially limitless and clean energy source. Is as part of a global effort, including the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor in France, to harness fusion energy. Fusion energy mimics the sun's process of combining hydrogen atoms to create helium, releasing vast amounts of energy without greenhouse gas emissions. Wow! On January 20th, 2025, science in Hefei, China, achieved a groundbreaking milestone in the quest for clean, sustainable energy. The experimental advanced superconducting Tokamak, EAST, nicknamed China's artificial sun, sustained a steady-state high-confinement plasma operation for 1,066 seconds, nearly 18 minutes, shattering its previous record of 403 seconds set in 2023. This achievement is a critical step toward realizing nuclear fusion, a process that could revolutionize global energy systems by providing a nearly limitless carbon-free power source. East Project, led by researchers from the Institute of Plasma Physics and the Hefei Institute of Physical Sciences, represent China's growing leadership in advanced energy technology. By improving its heating system to reach temperatures equivalent to 140,000 microwave ovens operating simultaneously, East has demonstrated unprecedented stability and efficiency in plasma confinement. Achieving stable operations at high efficiency for thousands of seconds is crucial for the success of fusion devices and the continuous power generation of future fusion plants, said Song Yunta, a nuclear physicist. Wow, very significant.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Of messy water spills and complicated diffuser setups, what if I told you there was a better way? Introducing our revolutionary waterless diffusers. The future of aromatherapy is here. Because our waterless diffusers use high quality patented technology, we proudly offer a full 1-year warranty that cheaper alternatives just can't match. Meet Airburst with motion activation and timing features that put you in control. And introducing Wander, your perfect travel companion. Just slip it in your purse and transform stinky cars and stale hotel rooms instantly. Simply add your favorite essential oils and enjoy instant freshness. Our signature blends like Thief and Robber's Germ Warrior and Purifica don't just mask odors, they eliminate musty smells, mold, and pet odors right at the source. No water means no mess, no mold, and no maintenance. Just pure, powerful aromatherapy right at your fingertips. Experience the future of aromatherapy today. Visit Furion.com and discover pure simplicity.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Howdy, cousins. This is RBN host Blackbird 9, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, asking you to please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voices to spread truth and relevant information, to gain a deeper understanding of the adversary, and to gain knowledge for survival against the gradual erosion of the Republic. But in order to sustain this incredible communications network, RBN needs your financial contributions. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 1-800-724-2719, or mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors.
Well, we got a lot of developments at home. A leading economist says Trump's aggressive tariffs are pure genius and are set to trigger an explosive American renaissance. Turns out the economist who made that report also has a keen interest in selling gold and silver, so we can't take him to be an unbiased commentator. On the other hand, U.S. Secretary of Defense has said, identity months are dead at the DOD. Remember, we have a single Veterans Day, but they were having a gay pride month, that sort of thing. After multiple U.S. federal government agencies required employees to remove gender identifying pronouns from email signatures Friday evening, the Defense Department issued a memo entitled Identity Month Dead at DOD. The move is part of Trump's administrative broader effort to remove toxic cultural Marxists from managerial roles across the federal government and military. I applaud that. Even more, get this. This is, in my opinion, extremely telling. The headquarters of USAID in Washington has been closed. And a laid-off staffer was heard saying, perhaps the real USAID was the terrorism we financed along the way. That was the role of USAID, to provide financing for ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the like. So the fact that Trump is shutting it down is extremely important, in my opinion. Meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard, on the Israeli lobby's role in fabricating the weapons of mass destruction, absolutely sensational stuff. I am so proud of her. This is a report coming from Kevin McDonald. I've been keeping fairly close track on Senate confirmation hearing, but never came across any mention of these exchanges. The New York Times, for example, has nothing to say about them in its article, Four Takeaways from Tulsi Gabbard's Confirmation Hearing. There was any mention of these exchanges in a second Times article about further following on the hearing. One would think that condemning the Iraqi war based on lies from neocons like Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, and Abram Shulsky's Office of Special Plans would be front page news. As Gabbard noted, it was a complete fabrication of intelligence. This was not a mistake. It was a deliberate deception. When have you ever seen a U.S. politician make a statement challenging the very basis of U.S. foreign policy and its complete deference to the interests of Israel? Deference that resulted in 4,431 total American deaths, including both killed in action and on hostile, and 31,994 wounded in action, and cost the U.S. approximately $1.1 trillion. So what we got is a massive effort by the war powers against Tulsi Gabbard. I say, she is heroic. This article is just sensational. You want to read it all. Meanwhile, corrupt Democrats, paid by Big Pharma, are trying to block RFK Jr.'s appointment. As I said, this is Paul Craig Roberts. It's a fight to the death. Years ago, I thought Elizabeth Warren would be a good senator and stand up for people against the financial sector, but I was wrong. Warren turned out to be just another unhinged Democrat. Indeed, are there any Democrats who are not unhinged? Commentators are saying the behavior of Democrats at RFK Jr.'s confirmation hearing was disgraceful. Certainly it was. But what it really demonstrates is what total shills Democrats are for Big Pharma. Warren's outrage against Kennedy is explained by her annual payment of $821,941 in campaign contributions from Big Pharma, whose vaccines have done extraordinary damage to people's health. Warren was the second highest paid Big Pharma after Bernie Sanders at $1,417,811. Yes, they are stooges and shills. Meanwhile, Paul Greg Roberts writes about the arbitrary hypocrisy of American justice. U.S. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was sent to 11 years in prison by a federal district judge, Sidney Stein, for acting as an illegal agent for Egypt and accepting cash and gold bars as payment. How does this differ from the $1,417,811 bribe that Big Pharma paid in campaign contribution to Senator Bernie Sanders, or the $821,941 campaign contribution Big Pharma paid to Senator Elizabeth Warren? If you think these sums don't make Sanders and Warren agents of Big Pharma, you are out of your mind. Warren is doing her Big Pharma assigned job by trying to block Robert Kennedy's confirmation as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Congress is up for sale, and it is purchased with campaign contributions. This guy speaks a lot of truth. Meanwhile, Grizzly Johnson, Grassley and Johnson make public Whipple Bar records revealing DOJ and the FBI plot to pin Trump in Jack Smith's elector case. The FBI's investigation into Trump, dubbed Arctic Frost, was spearheaded by a known anti-Trump agent, Washington. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation Chair Ron Johnson of Wisconsin are releasing legally protected whistleblower disclosures that prove the genesis of the federal election interference case brought against President Trump began at the hands of a prolific anti-Trump FBI agent who acted outside of established protocol for opening cases. Internal FBI email and predicating documents provided to Grassley and released jointly by the two senators showed Timothy Theobald, a former FBI assistant special agent in charge, who was forced to retire from the Bureau after Grassley exposed his public anti-Trump bias, authored the initial language for what ultimately became Jack Smith's federal case against Trump regarding the 2020 presidential election. Records show Theobald essentially opened and approved his own investigation. The FBI titled the ensuing investigation Arctic Frost. Records further reveal Richard Pilger, an official of the DOJ Public Integrity Section, reviewed and approved the FBI's Arctic Frost investigation, authorizing DOJ to move forward with a full-field criminal and grand jury investigation that ultimately transformed into the Trump elector case. Grassley published a 2021 report raised concerns regarding Pilger's troubling record at DOJ. Grassley, in 2022, additionally questioned Theobald's role at the FBI writing. I remain very concerned that political bias by a select group of Department of Justice and FBI officials has infected the Justice Department and FBI's usual process and procedure to open and pursue high-profile and politically charged investigations. Grassley and Johnson in November called on Jack Smith to preserve all records related to Trump-targeted investigations, and I guarantee they're all going to turn out to have been politically motivated. Grassley provided an overview of the record in his opening statement during the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Cash Patel's nomination to be FBI director. This is all good. This is all very important. This all needs to be exposed. Meanwhile, anchor babies, children, illegal alien, do not get birthright citizenship.
I'm using a Wi-Fi hack. And over 38,000.
There we go. What else?
In online.
Scammers hate this trick because it shuts down their secret weapon, and millions are already using it to protect themselves.
So Donald Trump signed an executive order ending birthright citizenship. And I was like, wow, you can do that? Like, how do you just, you can change law? No, that is the law. Get ready for some history. Guess what I did? I got in this little box we got right here. Yeah, all the information in the world. And this is why history is important. First, let's cover the 14th Amendment. What was the 14th Amendment? That gave citizenship to the freed slaves' children that were born here in the U.S. That's what that was for. And guess what? The Supreme Court has ruled, and Congress has even acted to expand the 14th Amendment several times. Never does it cover illegals having kids here.
You see the corporate media going, well, you know, Trump, it's unconstitutional to deport someone who's natural born. Yeah, even if their parents are illegal, if they're born there, you know, if your mom can get across the border and 2 minutes later, you know, have a baby in the back of an ambulance or in a cornfield, that's happened a lot in Texas, then your child instantly is a citizen and you can stay and your whole family can come here and everything's paid for. I have the 14th Amendment. I have all the precedent. It's a lie.
Well, there's Alex doing a good job. Not only that, but he's done more because he's reported about Now we have never before heard audio of the former executive director of the DNC, close associate of LBJ, was actually his chief administrative assistant, Cliff Carter, admitting LBJ hired Mac Wallace to assassinate JFK. This is very troubling stuff. He's talking to Billy Saul Estes. Now, I'll explain how this all fits together, but listen carefully.
Well, Saul, it's been a pretty touch and go situation. Linda and I have had quite a few unpleasant words here lately over the deal with that he hired Mike Wallace to assassinate the president. It's been hectic in every way, but we've lived through it this far, and I guess we'll continue to do so. Lyndon should have never issued that order to Mike, but we've had our differences, and I'm true blue to Lyndon, as I've always been, and tried to carry out every order that he'd ever given me, but this is one I'll probably never be able to forget. And the times that we've had in Texas, and the embarrassment that Lyndon had gotten from Kennedy, I guess there wasn't anything else to do but what he did.
Well, you know, Lyndon could have really hit me if he would.
Well, Lyndon's the kind of person that doesn't want to help anyone. He's, you know, he's all for Lyndon, and that's the way he's pretty much always been.
Well, they had me backed up on that Henry Marshall killing, and they just kind of blackmailed me to keep my mouth shut. And if I hadn't had a bunch of tapes that I played after it got killed, because, you know, 17 got killed in this situation very mysteriously. And I've done a lot of time, and I've lost a lot of money, and it's hurt my family a whole lot. And it's really got me just disgusted to remember in one way I feel real hard for him.
Thanks for being on the front lines and fighting this battle and just pushing this out to the American public. And we've had this tape for, I'd say, 8-9 years, something along those lines, and pass it around to some of the leaders. As Alex mentioned a while ago, the biggest...
This is Shane Stephen, who I take it is the grandson of Billy Saul Estes. Now, you want to understand, Mac Wallace was Lyndon Johnson's personal hitman. He killed a dozen people for Lyndon, including one of his own sisters, who was talking too much. Now, he was involved in the assassination among the shooters, but he was not the only shooter. Alex talks about his fingerprint being found on a box at the sixth floor sniper's window. That was when they were setting it up to make it look as though Lee Oswald had fired 3 shots from the sixth floor. Lee was actually in the doorway of the book depository when the motorcade passed by, and therefore not only cannot have been the lone demented gunman, but cannot even have been one of the 8 shooters that I've identified. But we had the best way to understand the assassination is draw a distinction between the sponsors, the facilitators, and the mechanics. The mechanics were the shooters on the ground, who were supervised by George H.W. Bush and Edward Lansdale, was an Air Force general responsible for assassination around the world, who appears to have positioned the shooters and determined the sequence of shots. Each of the sponsors put up their own shooter. So we had a CIA, it had a shooter, the Joint Chiefs, they had a shooter, the anti-Castro Cubans, they had a shooter, the Mafia, they had a shooter, the Texas oilmen, they had a shooter, the Eastern establishment surrounding the Fed, they had a shooter, Israel, it had a shooter, Lyndon Johnson, he had a shooter. His was Mac Wallace. Now, in fact, Mac wasn't shooting at JFK. Mac was actually shooting at John Conley in the mistaken belief that it was Ralph Yarborough, who was a liberal Texas senator that Lyndon despised. They had a huge argument that morning, Lyndon trying to get Connally out and Yarborough in, but Jack overrode him on the ground that the chief executive of the state should ride with the chief executive of the United States. Now, if you want to get up further, check out my JFK special from 18 November 2021, dedicated to Oliver Stone. You can find it on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and you can help to put the pieces together. What I believe is, this is breaking the ice, where I'm now optimistic that the newly released JFK documents are going to include evidence implicating Lyndon, because he was indeed the source of the plot to assassinate JFK, which originated in Los Angeles in 1960 after he lost the nomination to Jack.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Let me tell you the story, the origin. When Jack beat Lyndon for the nomination, he invited Stuart Symington from Missouri to be his running mate, gave him overnight to think about it. Bobby went by the Johnson suite, to extend a purely symbolic pro forma invitation to run with the president, was astonished when Lyndon leaped on it using information provided by Edgar, threatened to expose that Jack had Addison's disease, wasn't expected to live a long, healthy life, and among his dalliances had been one with a beautiful woman who was a spy for East Germany, and that if he were not on the ticket, any legislative proposal sent down from the White House would be dead on arrival, because in his position as a powerful majority leader, he'd bottle them up. Jack and Bobby were just blown away, but he had them boxed in, and Jack had to accede to his demand. When one of Lyndon's wealthy backers learned about it, he burst into the Johnson suite cursing and swearing, because now LBJ would help JFK become president. Bobby Baker took him into a bedroom and explained what they had in mind. He came out all smiles, saying he thought that was an excellent plan. Bobby Baker would later declare in public Jack would die, not live out his first term, and would die a violent death. In the course of events, Lyndon sent Cliff Carter down to Dallas to make sure all the arrangements were in place for the assassination. A brilliant book about it is entitled LBJ Mastermind of JFK's Assassination by Phil Nelson. I highly recommend it. Roger Stone has a less extensive, thorough, detailed about the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ. Alex featured Roger recently about it. And again, I say, for an overview, check out my JFK special of 18 November 2021 dedicated to Oliver Stone. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Robert report, third world U.S. cannot get its astronauts home from space. It's a good question if they really are in phase or whether all this is being faked and fabricated. I'm told that the, you know, the space station videos are shot in a gigantic swimming pool, or that they're underwater. So I have a hard time with this. I've always thought it could be that we had a space station that was, in low Earth orbit, of course, but that it was at a point where it would remain in place because of the role of gravity and so forth. But now, of course, we got a good question whether this whole thing is a gigantic hoax. Meanwhile, U.S. corporations, universities, and government have driven America so deep into third world existence that Washington is incapable of rescuing its astronauts trapped in space for 200 days. And by the way, another reason for questioning this is NASA just a few years ago put in an appeal for help with its space poop problem, namely that the diapers they had for human waste for the astronauts only worked for like 14 hours. Well, think about it. That was recent. The space flights took 7 or 8 days from the late 1960s, early 70s. How was it possible? All of which shows the whole claim to have gone to the moon was nothing but a gigantic pile of space poop.
Have you ever planted a tree for your home garden, orchard, or farm? Well, you'll know how frustrating it is when deer don't stop nibbling at them and you lose years of growth. We have a very economic solution called Tree Savers. It's basically a greenhouse tube at a very economical price. Most of the tubes are $3 to $4, depending on the length that you want. Very easy installation. Check us out at furion.com. Serious growth, that's furion.com. Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live. It's third day of February where I take your calls. First up, Rick in Arizona. Join the conversation, Rick.
Happy Monday, Doctor.
Yes.
You know, Elon's going to take us to Mars. I was wondering if he's going to have a tow vehicle full of water, and what is he going to do for air?
Yeah. I know.
You know, I think we need to place Elon Musk under arrest for fraud. Okay? Another point. I agree with you on a lot of things, Dr. Fetzer. I don't agree with you on some, but I do agree with you on this thing with the space station. I know how much garbage, water, and stuff that I got to consume in 1 week just to stay alive in my dwelling. So where are these people getting the food, the water? What are they doing with all their garbage week after week that they live there?
Yeah.
And do you notice that woman in the space station where her hair is going out all over the place like she's surrounded by static electricity? Isn't that an occupational safety hazard with all the garbage they have on the walls in that space station? I wouldn't be surprised that it's fake. I mean, I don't have any evidence that it's fake, but I would not be surprised that it is fake. I don't know how you're going to survive in that place with the water you need, the food you need, all the things that break down all the time.
Yeah.
So,
Rick,
I think there's a possibility it's fake.
Yes, I think the case for skepticism is becoming very, very strong. And if we can't even go to the moon, how in the world could we imagine going to Mars? I mean, you know, give me a break. I have proven, I mean, not I alone, others, I have, you know, put together all the arguments about not having gone to the moon. And there are over 100 lines of proof, Rick, that we did not go to the moon. You want to check out my blog, jameshfetzer.org, and go to the 65 shows, jimtheconspiracyguy.com, the 65 shows. It's only like the second, I think, story there about the moon landing hoax. Plus, I did an abbreviated version for the False Flag and Conspiracy Conference. You can also find at my butcher channel, Jim Fetzer. But I mean, we didn't go to the moon. We didn't have the propulsion power to escape low Earth orbit. We didn't have the computing navigational pile. The diagram they give of a computer is non-functional. We could never have got past the Van Allen radiation belt. That would have required like 6 feet of lead to protect the astronauts from exposure. Well, we even had a NASA spokesman. This, again, is about 5 years ago, announced that the biggest obstacle to manned mission to Mars was the Van Allen radiation belt. Well, it's not going away anytime soon. So I think you've got a good point here that we have to ask what's going on with Elon Musk and how much of this is on the up and up. And, you know, changing the name of Twitter when it was internationally established, you know, tweets, a little bird, to X is very damn strange. And then we get the stories like that one about Trump being, you know, Jewish and maybe even a Lubavitcher. And they talk about X being a satanic Illuminati symbol. Is that what's going on with Elon? He wants the X? I mean, is that? It bothers me. It bothers me, Rick. Your thoughts?
What I think is going on with Elon is, you know, he came in to rescue Twitter and everybody, you know, thought he was a fraud, but then he gave everybody gave back their freedom. But I think in the end, they're going to chop X up into another 100 pieces to where, you know, all this social media will be spread out into so many different pieces of pie that if something that they don't like getting up into the internet, it'll be stopped immediately. I think Elon has purchased X with some nefarious money and it's going to be destroyed in the end. I don't think they're going to keep it. It's just something that it's a menace for them. If something gets out of, you know, gets up onto X that they don't want, I think they're going to get rid of it in the not too distant future under Trump. And, you know, Trump has basically declared millionaires, you know, an endangered species. I mean, we've got DEI is gone, but he's also made the richest people in the world minority when it comes to government contracts. And we know who those people are. And now he wants to use taxpayer money to create a sovereign wealth fund to buy out billionaire Bitcoin people. You know, I thought Trump was all about free markets, but we're going to use taxpayer money to create a sovereign wealth fund, a Bitcoin reserve. Well, they want that because Bitcoin billionaires cannot sell Bitcoin without crashing the price. So they're going to dump it off on the American taxpayer.
Rick, I'm fascinated by this. I've always been puzzled by the crypto, Bitcoin, the whole bit there. Any light you can shed on what's going on would be helpful to me, and I'm sure many other listeners. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, look, you still got to use cash to buy Bitcoin. They give you the myth that you can mine it. I don't know if that's true or not. But the fact of the matter is, Bitcoin is held by very few people. If one guy wants to dump his Bitcoin, he's going to wipe out the price. So they're always trying to come up with a scheme to peddle their Bitcoin off to the public at the top dollar. If somebody wants to sell a bunch of Bitcoin, it's going to go from $100,000 to $70,000. And if somebody else wants to get out, it's going to crash. There's not enough people holding Bitcoin to create a liquid market. So if they get the government to come in and create a reserve to where they can start selling off their high-priced Bitcoin into the hands of the government, they solve their problem. They have a problem. They cannot get out of Bitcoin without crashing the price. Thanks for taking my call.
Great call, Rick. Tom in Florida, Tom, join the conversation. I'm sure you got a lot on your mind.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah. Don't talk too fast, Tom. We want to hear every word.
No, I didn't drink no espresso today, so I should be okay. Yeah, I'm lighting up on that. You raise your blood pressure. Anyway, Jim, I want to talk about what's really disgusting to me is seeing this process that happened in L.A. Yesterday with all these illegals and marching and closing down the 101 Expressway, and they're raising their Mexican flag, their El Salvadorian flag.
Tom, give us the facts, because I haven't caught up with this story. Give us the facts. You're saying there was a massive shutdown of the freeways?
Yes, there was. Massive. It was a massive, it was massive to the point where they were going to let ICE go, and then somebody gave them an order, and ICE was going to start going to do a massive arrest, and then something happened with the governor or something, and they backed down from doing it. So it was all over, the networks, and yeah, they massed like, I guess it was like 3,000-4,000 of them, you know, going out there and protesting that Trump's this, calling Trump all kinds of names, and it was actually filthy, some of the things you can see about it. But yeah, I think Trump's gonna have a big problem in California. He's gonna have to go in there. I don't know how you can end up doing with the National Guard or whatever. We're going to have to round up all those illegals.
Tom, how was it resolved, and how long did they create this traffic jam? Which freeways were they on? I mean, this is really
fascinating. I'm sure Peter from Los Angeles gives you more of a lowdown. Yeah, Peter from Los Angeles probably give you a better blowdown on it because he has the local news there. But from what I watched on the reports, they were right waving all these thousands of Mexican flags and Honduras flags and El Salvadorian flags. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, you're coming to this country and you're going to insult, you barely speak English, and you're going to raise those flags instead of the American flag? This is ridiculous, man. This is going to lead to all out a massive situation in this country. Thank God we got Trump in there because I believe he'll handle it. The terrorists were pulled off Mexico about 4 hours ago. I guess Shimbom, the kosher queen over there, he realized that Trump will annihilate her ass. So he's going to send 10,000 troops to the border, and she's going to help Trump. And he's really going to go after these cartels. I think it's going to be unbelievable what we're going to see here in the next 6 months with that situation. But Trump is
How was the protest in California resolved? It sounds like the governor vetoed the idea of mass arrest. Sounds like the governor was right in their kitchen.
Yes, I believe they're still protesting, but not quite much. And I believe even the civilian population in L.A. were getting fed up. But I guess there's threats of being running these illegals over with their cars. I mean, it looked like it was going to go off the rails. But I guess it's going to resolve one way or another. It's going to have to resolve with brutal force, maybe, possibly. It might have to be brute force on these illegals because they're just not getting it. Matter of fact, here, Jim, in South Florida yesterday and Sunday, we had another big arrest here in Fort Lauderdale. They arrested a whole bunch, like 60 people. And I don't even know if that's on the main news right now, but it was on the local news. So DeSantis is not playing at all. Matter of fact, he won't even sign the bill with the Florida legislative, because they want to put everything to the Interior Department. And DeSantis says, no, I'm the governor. I'm going to give orders and direct how immigration is going to be run in the state of Florida. So we'll see how this is going to play out here in Florida, but I believe he'll win. But, Jim, it's just, like I've been saying for years, what's happened with this immigration and annihilating our Constitution the way they have is treasonous. We got a bunch of traitors and treasonous in our country. Absolutely no doubt about it. And so we'll see. Jim, they're really trying to hold up this Cash Patel, FBI guy, the guy to get in the FBI. And we'll see what happens with Bobby Kennedy. I'm pretty sure he'll get confirmed. Tulsi, I don't know, Jim. The latest report is there are like three Republicans that might vote against her. So I don't know what. They might have to do a recess to get.
Well, three would leave it 50-50, and then Vance would cast a deciding vote. So they can lose three. Tulsi's courageous, and she has so much integrity. I mean, the people who have been, manipulating U.S. foreign policy based on lies, deceit, and deception are furious at the very idea she could come in and clean up the mess they create. Did you hear my report about Iraq war, which was all based on fabrications, running the U.S. $1.1 trillion? And that was an Israeli agenda.
Yep. I mean, they're behind everything, Jim. Look at Hollywood. I mean, I honestly, I think Tulsi will make it in the end. I think it may be close, but I'm pulling for her. If they don't put her in that position, that'll be heresy. I mean, it's disgusting. But I believe Trump will do everything in his power with the Republican Party. Whoever doesn't go along to help her, I'm sure he's going to primary their ass right out of office. Get ready. I'm pretty sure they're all going to get confirmed. I think Kristi Noem's.
That was my sense, too. Vance said that Republicans who don't support the president nominees are going to face consequences. And I think Trump would be furious with them, Tom. And the guy knows how to wield a big stick. I mean, He's actually acting like the president. Look how many decisive actions he's taking right and left.
Yes, absolutely. Look what's going on in Panama, because right now Panama is telling the Chinese you're going to have to get out. He's there.
Really?
Marco Rubio. Yes, yes. I was on the news that the Chinese are going to have to back down or somewhere. What's that thing they have, the Silk Road or the Road Initiative they have? Whatever I call it, I can't have a name
Silk
for it.
Silk Road,
right now,
yeah,
yeah. The belt and road, whatever. They're not going to do. They're not going to stay in Panama. Rubio's giving them ultimatum. You pull out, you get you kick the Chinese out of here, or we're going to take the country by force. They did it once with Noriega. They'll do it again, and this time we'll never go back to Panama.
Wow.
Got to take it. You cannot allow that country to be like that, Jim. No way. And I also believe Denmark's getting ready to cut a deal with the United States about putting up a few more military installations on the island of Greenland. I really believe that's going to happen here in the very near future. It'll benefit Denmark and the Greenlanders if Trump puts another major base on that island in the southern part. So
I'd like us to see a reduction in world tensions. Maybe this is part of the gambit. How to bring about a reconciliation with Russia. He said some very dumb things about the Ukraine war, getting the numbers all wrong, Tom. That has shaken my faith in the advice he's getting about Ukraine. Remember, Adam Schiff said, we're going to give him a whole bunch of false information so he doesn't know which end is up. And that's a kind of despicable representatives the Democrats have in our government. They're willing to mislead the president of the United States to benefit themselves. Disgusting.
You know, Jim, I can't argue with you. I have to agree with you. But, you know, one thing I'm not too happy with Donald Trump is right now, the one thing I should say I'm not happy about is his son-in-law, Kirchner. I do not trust that guy. He's a Zionist, and I don't trust him. I don't trust his daughter. Ivanka, there's something about Ivanka. She's like a backstabber. I don't trust her. I don't know what she does for her father anymore. But I think Donald's got from Don Jr. Don Jr.'s told his sister, back off. We're not gonna be kissing your butt like that for the first term. So I think
you're
that's a good
about,
thing. But I don't.
You're talking about you're talking about Ivanka.
Yeah, Ivanka. Exactly, Ivanka.
I agree. I don't trust Kirchner either. I don't trust him at all. And I'm very worried about the resolution of the genocide in Gaza, because Trump talked about, you know, moving all the Palestinians into Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, even to Indonesia. None of those countries are going to tolerate that. They've all said no.
Yeah, well, exactly. And hell, why don't they, you know, if they're law-abiding, why don't they just bring them into Israel until they fix Gaza? Why don't they, you know, they're Israel's right there. Why can't they all go and march into Israel, put a designated area, like in the Golan or something, whatever. It is a little state there until they get their country rebuilt, and then put them right back.
Netanyahu buys the same statement as Mike Huckabee, our new ambassador to Israel. There can be a Palestinian state, but its borders must be outside of Israel. How outrageous is that?
I understand, Jim. I think you know, the Jews are so manipulative. They're the best spin meisters in the world. They're spin doctors. You know, I mean, Jim, I always think about guys like you, and you know what I'm saying? You know, I hear this Rachel Maddow and this Pooper and all these guys and this Jake Tapper and all these guys that are paying these people millions of dollars for spinning lies.
Yeah.
And nobody even watches their programs, Jim. And you're out spewing out the truth. And I mean, I don't know why one of the major networks don't pick you up, like a Sky News or a Newsmax.
I probably have to make too many compromises I'd be unwilling to make. I don't get a cent for doing this, Tom, but it means a lot to me have the opportunity to give back to a country that has been so good to me. That's how I feel about it. Tom, this is a wonderful call. Give me your final thoughts.
Well, I think you've done a great job in the last year, or, you know, since you've taken over. As far as one fact I will say is that you were finally coming around that Donald Trump has got to be the man to get in office, not Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Otherwise, this country right now, we wouldn't be talking. This country would be in annihilation. So I think that you woke up a lot of people's minds on your show, and I think a lot of people are realizing that, you know, hey, this was the only alternative we had was Donald Trump. Maybe it's not the greatest thing, but...
Great.
It was the only thing we had.
Excellent, my friend. Thank you, Tom. We'll be right back.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, dixierepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Next up, Francis from North Carolina. Join the conversation, Francis.
Hey there, young man. Now I got you, I think.
Go ahead.
Early in the show, you made a comment about BB coming to D.C. and all that kind of good stuff with Trump and all that. You know something? That is the most sacrilegious, hideous thought ever imagined. And it's also treasonous. Let him, if he wants to go somewhere, let him go back to Poland, along with his Zionist buddies and whatever have you. And if Trump actually allows him to come to D.C., that is pure downright treason because you're insulting the intelligence of the American people. Not to mention degrading their image and so forth ad nauseum. I consider it absolutely a threat. If they want to call national security being threatened by something, I would say that would be one major aspect of that. So aside from that issue, if they really want to do something politically very well and balanced, then let the Palestinians go back to Palestine, for crying out loud, that's been occupied by Zionists over there. Let them go back to Poland. Let the Palestinians have Palestine once again as their home, as it was from the beginning. So aside from the issue, I have to admit, I admire Rick's commentary earlier. It was priceless, absolutely priceless, especially regarding the space issue and so forth. I'd have to agree with his sentiments about, pardon?
I'm just agreeing with you. Yes, I said. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. If anything, Elon should be arrested. A lot of people think, well, hey, he's up there in the White House. You can't arrest him. Excuse me? There's not one person on this planet that cannot be arrested. But there has to be a legitimate reason for it. But yes, when someone makes plans about they're going to go to the Mars and so forth, and logistically the various details that Rick laid out earlier just doesn't add up, logically speaking, that totally floored me. So
Final thoughts, Francis.
Well, you know something? As far as the moon is concerned, yeah, that was really a lousy setup as far as that part goes. And so I'm like, okay, what's going on? Oh, by the way, which also reminds me of one thing, my dear. You recall the first day that it was said that Trump, when he got into office, he was going to make sure that border was closed and so forth, so they had nobody illegally coming in again? Well, I'm curious about something. If that's the case, then I have a question for you. Why is he trying to merge Mexico and Canada and Greenland as part of the U.S.? You tell me that. Explain that to me. Because I am all ears. How is he going to do that if he closes the border? I don't get it. So with that, have a great week.
Thanks, Francis. Let's see. We got Bubba Reb out of Colorado. Bubba, join the conversation.
Actually, it's Reb. And we're doing
that. Go right ahead, Reb.
Yeah, there's three of us, and we're not doing anything. And they're paying us to do nothing, and we can stop this right away. There's a whole fairground full of troops now. We got them here in Lakewood, Colorado. They're still in the intersection. I don't know what he's talking about. All those illegitimate dark people, they're still in the intersections here all over Metro Denver. When the traffic light stops, they jump on cars. They're not getting money. They're training them. There's four on each corner, at least, maybe six. They got nothing else to do while they're building them housing. Nobody's leaving. I don't know. The mayor has already declared this sovereign state or something with the governor. The Soviet Colorado Metro Denver. No one's leaving. So we want to roll. We'll get the Guineas, the stinking 911 UN bastards out of here. That's the real key. You don't get rid of the United Nations, nothing's going to change. The United Nations is the reason they're here. Those all these freak shows, they're not supposed to be here. They have what's known as immunity from every law America has. And they can, because it's a crime. That's not a car wash. They interfere with traffic flow. They're jumping on car. I drive around. Well, I don't drive it. Somebody else is driving a government vehicle. It says U.S. government on it. They don't care. Nobody's stopping them. And so the people are saying, they showed it to their bosses. They took cell phone video. No one's stopping it. So let it, it should say on that trending, Bubba Scout Reb War. That should be everywhere on trending, on every media source. So why the hell is he talking about killing all these 911 bastards and restoring order in America? why are they talking about this public law 109-364-6107? How come they're not under justice? How come they're at the
Thanks, Rab. Thanks, Rab.
Get our names out or get your whatever. Goodbye.
Thanks for having you here. I'll be right back.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, cousins. This is RBN host Blackbird 9, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, asking you to please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voices to spread truth and relevant information, to gain a deeper understanding of the adversary, and to gain knowledge for survival against the gradual erosion of the Republic. But in order to sustain this incredible communications network, RBN needs your financial contributions. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 1-800-724-2719, or mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaze by MyNutra. Why is Hempaze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaze. Hempaze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hempaze.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Next up, Bruce in Texas. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. Hey, I missed about maybe one-fourth of the show, so if I'm going to cover ground that you've already touched on, just let me know, okay?
No problem.
First of all, I'm going to touch on this issue with that helicopter pilot that I called about on Friday. Well, the mystery has been solved. Her name is Rebecca Lobach. She appears to be Jewish, and she was kind of like a DEI hire. That's why when everybody jumped on Trump for talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion on the night of the crash, he knew exactly who it was. It was his pilot who was assigned to the Biden White House. And actually, there's a photo out there of her escorting Ralph Lauren to receive his Presidential Medal of Freedom. And her doctor, her father is a doctor who was involved in COVID-19, a very upscale people. So there are strings pulled, I'm sure, to get her into the position of being close to power. And her job, her actual job, besides being an aide at the White House, was to fly VIPs such as the president or his staff under continuity of government to the nuclear bunkers in the event of World War. And that was her job. And I think what happened was Trump kind of kicked her out of the White House. They go back to the unit and fly. You know, his staff probably did this. And so she was being retrained in her real job of flying the helicopter. And that's how all that accident happened. She was pretty much incompetent. That or suicidal, one of the two. I sent you links to your email on these two stories I'm calling about.
Yeah, it's all good, Bruce, yeah. Wealthy family doctor, all that good stuff I didn't mention before. We did have a number of stories about this early on that you missed, but that's no problem, no problem, no problem. Okay. The chopper was 200 feet above where it ought to have been altitude-wise. Honestly, I'm disposed to think this was deliberate. You got video, you can see the chopper fly right into the plane. And there are other reports that it was actually tracking the incoming aircraft. And Dr. Catherine Horton has any number of points she makes suggesting this was a deliberate event. And, you know, it could have had multiple purposes, including, by the way, and I didn't mention this before, to my understanding, we still do not have the passenger list. We know there were a lot of skaters. We know there was a former world champion pair skaters aboard who died from Russia. That's been acknowledged by Russia. But about half of those on the plane, to the best of my knowledge, as yet have not been identified. This is an ongoing story, and we'll be talking about it as more information comes in. Bruce, you got anything else you'd like to add? You're welcome.
Yes, you recall Christopher Bolin's book, Solving 9/11?
Yeah.
Now, both you and I have an issue with his conclusions as far as the mechanism of destruction.
Right.
He does an excellent job on naming names.
I think he's great. I think he's great. Yeah, Bruce, I think he's great on the politics. I think he nails the politics exactly, but he's weak on the science. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Now, her name just skipped my mind, so I'm going to have to struggle to come back. I've been holding this for about 10 minutes but now.
Judith
Miller. Judith Miller of the New York Times.
Okay.
So you don't expect the New York Times to ever even bring this issue up. So what Tulsi Gabbard was talking about, bad information, weapons of mass destruction, and all this, because it was Judith Miller of the New York Times who pushed this. She was a propagandist for the deep state and for the people that are actually responsible for 9/11. So there you have that. Okay, that's what I called about.
Good, Bruce. Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Tony in Chicago. Tony, join the conversation. Tony.
These anti-ICE protests, especially in L.A., but also in Dallas, Texas, big time, and for that matter, almost everywhere in this country, they're expanding at an incredible rate. It hasn't even been 2 weeks since Trump's been in, and I just don't think people are, has this topic been brought up on the show?
Only briefly. You go ahead. You go ahead. Tom brought up that they were having a protest in California, but I haven't heard about it myself yet.
I hate to be depressing, but I mean, if you can't see that this is going to turn into a full-scale civil race war within 6 months, I just don't. People are in denial. Okay.
A lot of people have been worried about that, Tony. Go ahead.
I was watching videos of one in Dallas. There was all kinds of these Mexicans with their Aztec garb on, which traditionally you see that in Southern California. So I mean that this whole mindset, okay, is in Texas, and you know the demographics have swung so far against white Americans, okay, and you know meanwhile white Americans for the most part are just a bunch of vacillating, self-hating mush. I mean they're not capable of fighting these Mexicans. I'm sorry, it's a fact. I mean they're afraid to go out with a protest sign and be called a racist, let alone pick up a gun and fight these people. And I mean they've got the numbers, at least in Southern Canada, the lower half of California. They're close to the majority. They're getting close to the majority in all of Texas. And, you know, I know this station is from Texas, but I'm going to tell you, these cowboy wimps in Texas, they're too busy going to their mega churches. They're not going to fight these people. If that offends anybody, what can I say? I've been watching them. They weren't protesting at all against what was going on down there. So, you know, with the Biden hoax, J-team invasion, they were sitting there doing nothing. They were shaking in their boots. Anyway, we're in big trouble. And I'm going to tell you right now, in Chicago, they could trash this place out in a couple of days. Nobody would do a damn thing about it. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. But we can't back down. Trump cannot back down. Hopefully this doesn't come to, you know.
Yeah, I don't believe he will back down. He'll probably have to federalize the National Guard. Do you think mass arrests are going to be required here? It sounds like it to me.
You know, but see, the problem is, and I'm gonna let you go. If you look at, you know, if you who in Texas and California, who are the cops? They're Mexican Americans, okay? I mean, when it comes down to race, these people, a lot of them are gonna go with their race. Who's in the army? What percentage of them are in the army? Fine, so many of them are patriotic Mexican American veterans, but when push comes to shove, are they gonna shoot their own people? You know, but this is what the J team had planned for us all along. That's why they opened up that border. Okay, to create social instability and chaos in this nation because they want to take it down, and we're here. I hate to say it, we're here, and I just hope for the best. But I think a lot of people are in a dream world about what is going to come later this year, and I hope I'm wrong. But if these people go for it, you're going to have a really, really hard time putting these people down in certain sections of the country. Sure. Because they're simply the majority, okay? And they're not pussies. They're not wimps, man, okay, like we are, okay? So, all right, I just wanted to bring that up.
Oh, Tony, very, very interesting and disturbing call. Very interesting. I'm very glad you called, Tony. I'm very glad you called.
Bye-bye.
Call again. Cynthia in California. Cynthia, join the conversation.
Yes, thank you, Professor Fetzer. You know, Trump promoting the United States government purchasing Bitcoin is another evidence of a failure to understand and honor the Constitution. That debt would be fraud. That expenditure would be unconstitutional. And that is the message we need to get out, is that he's engaging in an unconstitutional behavior. Now, I had told you, I think maybe last week, that McKibben's group, the guy at Leader Technologies, they had figured out that the original patents for Bitcoin went through the Rose law firm in Arkansas, Hillary Clinton's old law firm. And that right there speaks to nefarious. Now, I know that it's a popular way to invest and make your asset grow, but it's just like those tulips in Holland a few hundred years ago, where everybody was all the rage to buy tulips, to grow the nicest tulips, to sell them, and then they reached their peak, and then they dropped like a rock. And so I think it was Rick that called earlier. He's he's absolutely correct. This is obviously a way that the people who are Bitcoin millionaires and billionaires would like to get the government to invest in it so they can cash out. Since it's obviously unconstitutional, and by the way, they're obviously pulling out a lot of unconstitutional expenditures as they look at the organizations you were talking about earlier, or have been in the news a lot, that their funds are being spent by the State Department and by the CIA to fund unconstitutional, obnoxious, but unconstitutional expenditures. And so our debt is going to be fraud. And so if Trump really wants to be in the middle of it, the left could organize to get him kicked out based on constitutional grounds. Just saying.
Oh, I don't think there's any likelihood of that, but I appreciate you raising the prospect, even if it's remote. Cynthia, have you got final thoughts to add today?
Well, you know, I'm real curious about J.D. Vance and his wife. Somebody had put out that she was Sikh and that J.D. Vance had gotten married and had a red dot on his forehead. Well, I've known Sikhs, and they don't have a red dot on their forehead. And so there's obviously stories being planted that are not accurate. You pull up on the internet and look for pictures of Sikhs. The women don't have dots on their heads, on their forehead. I don't recall that. I could be wrong. My memory could be faulty.
Tell me the difference it would make one way or another.
Hindu versus Sikh. The Sikhs are not Hindus. The Hindus believe in multiple different gods. The Sikhs are more limited to maybe one god, I believe. And the Sikhs, by the way, are close to the British because the Sikhs were being murdered by the Muslims. There was a bounty on the head of a Sikh male because they had long hair and they don't cut their hair. It was an obvious Sikh. And so when the British came in, they stopped that. That's why the Sikhs are loyal to the British. And his wife is believed to be World Economic Forum type material.
Well, I worry about that WEF stuff. I think it can easily be exaggerated. But look, Cynthia, I appreciate the call. Thank you for bringing it up. Good stuff. Thank you. Carol in Idaho, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jim. Thank you for taking the call. I'm calling mainly just to say I've never known you to have a more wonderful lineup of callers. I just agree with all of them and applaud every one of them. For example, Francis' comment, I could not agree more that I am utterly disgusted and appalled that Donald Trump is having Bibi Netanyahu here again tomorrow. Talk about a slap in the face of every genocided resident of Palestine, for one thing. Trump seems to be doing some great things for us domestically, except for one thing. What's all this about NAFTA, him trying to get us back to join with Mexico, and then it'll be Canada? I thought we were against NAFTA. Anyway,
yeah.
That's all I wanted
NAFTA was a trade thing. Remember, it was Ross Perot who warned us about NAFTA. That was Bill Clinton's signature on that. All that right. Giant sucking sound he said was all that those jobs going south. Now, Tom alluded to it. I have not heard about it. You're talking about the North American Union if you want to join Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
Okay, you're right.
I think it's very bad. Go ahead.
No, that's all I wanted to say, but you're right. I should have said North American Union. But it smells like he's edging toward having this North American Union with Canada and Mexico.
I don't like
someone,
that.
Someone on RBN the other day.
That's a bad idea. I think most Americans would not like that. He certainly didn't
campaign on the issue. The gentleman on RBN the other day that was pointing out that to him, it looked like this is a beginning of a psyop, is the way he put it. And he said, Trump and his handlers will draw us all in, saying, oh, how wonderful, Trump is doing this and this and this, just like he promised. But it's a beginning of a psyop where they will lower the sledgehammer afterwards and bring in the New World Order trappings. That's all.
Now, we want to look out for that. Carol, we want to look out for that. We're all concerned that something like that could happen. And
thank you.
Carol, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. James in Vancouver. James in Vancouver, join the conversation, James.
Okay, simply put, there's no way in hell Canada's going to win a trade war with the United States of America. Okay? Last night, the Canadian dollar was 1.47 to one U.S. dollar. How are the Canadian people going to like it when, say, it goes to $2 Canadian to one U.S. dollar or $2.50 Canadian dollars to one U.S. dollar? And this so-called prime minister gets on the wire and says, oh, yeah, Canadians have to learn to not go to America for vacation, not to have orange juice, and take part in the great places in Canada to go to. This is disgusting to listen to. Back to you.
No, keep going. You're there in Canada.
Yeah, and it's all about the Canadian government overtaxing oil exports out of Alberta. That's one thing. And other things
hang
like...
on. Okay, James, hang on. We got a break, and then we'll pick it up with you. Go ahead.
I'll wait.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, FactBit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
James in Vancouver, continue your thoughts.
Okay, so you called Bay Street, Toronto, where all the Canadian bankers are. And right now they are breathing fire because they're the ones that are going to have to pay extra for the U.S. dollar. And the President of the United States has the right to tell Wall Street not to give Canada any more overnight loans. What he's going to say is make them wait 30 days for their billion U.S. dollars to pay their bills. You see, this is what happened to Jean Chrétien after 9/11. He decided, well, I'm too above the United States and all of their problems. I'm not going to get involved. And he got cut off. And then his party, the Liberals, made him resign. This is exactly what's going to happen to this clown in Ottawa, is that his own party... is going to do the Julius Caesar on him, because his arrogance is going to cost the people of Canada 10 years of problems in the long run. You see, this is how it goes, right? When you go to deal with somebody like Donald Trump, you say, look, at you guys got your 40 trillion deficit. We got problems. How can we cooperate? How can we help you with your deficit? What is it that you would like us to do? You don't go down there and show your socks and say, well, we can't do anything for you, blah, blah, blah. You're the United States, and you'll work it up. But meantime, we want a deal. See? Back to you.
James, I like it. I like, tell us more. I mean,
it's common sense, right? I haven't done that many international deals, but when I have done them, the first thing you got to do is listen. Listen to what the other guy's saying, right? And, you know, sip on your drink and be quiet for a while. Say, yeah, nice hotel. Let's see what we can do. You see, you have to be even-handed about the thing. But to get on the radio or whatever it was and make this great plea, this is like this old man used to do back in the 70s, right? He used to pull this crap. And finally, the United States told his old man in 1984, get out of office, or hey, you know, that's the end of the line, right? So he decided, his old man decided to resign, right? His buddy Olof Palme in Sweden told the United States to go to hell. And you see what happened to Olof Palme, right? So you gotta, you know, when you're a leader, you gotta think of your country, not just your arrogance. And I would say that this prime minister's got his head up China's ass, okay? Normally, I'm not that forthright on the radio, but this is the point, is that he's being bought out by Chi-Com money, stuff like that, interests that he can't handle, you see. So the upshot of it's going to be is he's going to be gone, because without the United States or the cooperation, without us cooperating with the United States, then James, we're just cannon fodder for the rest of the world.
James. James, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, one and all.
Have a good day.
Very much. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. But I say, I think Donald Trump has bought us a little more time. I'm hoping all these things are going to work out. Meanwhile, I'll look forward to speaking with you tomorrow and support RBN.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay, bye-bye.